The Philadelphia Orchestra under Wolfgang Sawallisch. That was the Allegretto Grazioso from Dvorak's Symphony No. 8. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. That music will be filling the George Weston Recital Hall on the afternoon of November 24th. That's when the TSYO takes to the stage for the first concert of their 51st season. The program High Spirits will be led by TSO RBC resident conductor Trevor Wilson. And he joins me now. Trevor Wilson, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here in person. We both spoke when you first came on as RBC resident conductor. You're now entering your third and last year. Talk to us a bit about how this role has been.
Well, it's been fantastic. I mean, this is a dream orchestra. I feel very, very comfortable in my role, getting along very, very well with the music director and the musicians. It's a role that is sort of an apprentice role, but you're also conducting concerts. So I assist the music director and guest conductors while they come and perform from week to week and, you know, help them during their rehearsals in as much as I can. And then at other times, I conduct my own concerts, whether they be education concerts or concerts with the youth orchestra.
I'm wondering over these past couple of years if you've had any particular epiphanies while watching other conductors in this role.
Oh, certainly. Well, first of all, it's such a privilege to see the conductors work up close and in person, see how they communicate with the orchestra, how their technique works. That's been really interesting, seeing how the professional orchestra reacts to different styles of beating and what they consider more clear or less clear, the kind of conductors that they're drawn to or less drawn to. It's all extremely informative and so valuable for me as I am transitioning, you know, during different stages of my career here.
Absolutely. Well, part of your role as a resident conductor is also as conductor of the beloved Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra, TSYO, which had an eventful 50th anniversary season last season. This season is looking just as exciting as it embarks on its 51st year. What are you particularly looking forward to?
Well, of course, we have three fantastic concerts planned for this season, the first being soon on November 24th. We just finished Camp Weekend, which was a retreat for the young musicians and the coaches and myself to go and rehearse intensively over the course of 3 days, and also to bond with one another. I mean, when I was young, I was in the Ottawa Youth Orchestra, and we had our camp retreat at the beginning of the season. That was only a one-day affair, but this is 3 whole days, staying overnight at a camp. And it was so wonderful to see how all the musicians really came together, got to know each other, got to know the coaches, and worked together to really hone in their performance with one another.
And there are a lot of newcomers to the orchestra this year. I mean, just to preface that, you've got 86 musicians, over 300 people auditioned, which is amazing. There are that many aspiring classical musicians just, you know, in our area. But you've got 2/3 new musicians. So what's that like to have so many new faces?
Yeah, well, this year does feel very much like a new orchestra. Particularly the winds and brass sections are almost entirely new players. On the one hand, it's very exciting to be able to work with all these new people, to help them cultivate their musicianship as they start playing in the orchestra for the first time. But it's also a challenge because many of them have not played an orchestra before. So we're not only learning the pieces, but we're also learning how to play together, how to breathe together, to feel the phrase together, to listen to each other. So it's a all around very exciting opportunity to be part of their lives in this way.
And you can speak from, you know, both sides of things because, you know, as a conductor of the TSYO, and as you mentioned, you were in youth orchestra yourself. How is this important, this particular kind of music training for musicians of tomorrow?
Speaking for myself, you know, my experience in youth orchestra was absolutely crucial. Not only did it solidify my desire to pursue conducting in my own life, but also, you know, exposed me to all this amazing music, the repertoire, but also the people, the relationships that I had in youth orchestra were the most precious to me at that stage of my life and were even closer than the relationships that I had with friends in high school. You know, it's something that I looked forward to every single week and, yeah, it was really, really important for me as a young person. So I hope that the experience of the young players in the TSYO is similar. And of course, you know, there's so much talent. You spoke to this earlier. There's so much talent in Toronto. And one of the goals of making the TSYO tuition free is to be able to give access to these opportunities to as many young people as possible so that we can cultivate the latent talent that is in all the communities in Toronto.
And you've got a lot of other activities in addition to the concerts. And we're going to talk about the first one coming up in just a moment. But you've got the side-by-side with the TSO, you've got Music Fest and the concerto competition. Can you tell us a bit about these aspects of the program?
Sure. Well, the concerto competition is something that we do every year, and it's great. It gives the orchestra the opportunity to showcase two of our most outstanding players. The first prize winner in the concerto competition plays their solo with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra in concerts, and I've conducted some of those performances in past years. The runner-up performer plays their concerto with the TSYO in one of the concerts in the season. So this season, our final concert will feature Angelina Sievers playing Weber's Hungarian Rondo. Music Fest is something that we don't do every year, but it's really nice when we do it, this kind of extra concert. You know, we work so hard over the course of 2 or 3 months in order to prepare for our performance, but we only have one performance at the end of the day usually. So this gives us a chance to perform the same repertoire again and, you know, do even better the next time, which I really love. Being able to revisit repertoire that we worked on earlier and coming back and trying to do it again even better. Finally, the side-by-side is one of the really outstanding aspects of this program with the TSYO. It's the opportunity for the young musicians to play side-by-side with the members of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. And that's not something I had the chance to do when I was in youth orchestra personally, but I think it's so special to be able to work not only with the TSO players, but also with the music director, Gustavo Gimeno. And this year, they'll be performing Borodin's Polvetsian Dances together in November.
Now, coming up November 24th is the first TSYO concert of the season. You mentioned the Borodin Polovtsian Dances as part of that, but also there's music by Brahms and Dvorak. Tell us about this concert coming up.
Well, this concert's very exciting. Of course, it features music of Brahms, Dvorak, which are two very closely connected composers historically. But what I wanted to do with this season is touch on music from all the different eras of what we would consider the classical canon. This program is more 19th century oriented. It's also very, very lively, spirited music, as the program name suggests. Lots of dance music in the form of the Polovetsian dances, but also the Dvorak Symphony, which features Bohemian dances, particularly in the last movement. And I wanted to bookend the first academic semester, first of all, with the Academic Festival Overture, and also the Fantasy on Christmas Carols by Vaughan Williams, which we'll be performing with the Toronto Children's Choir. November 24 is already pretty close to the holiday season, and so we have a sense of scope across the whole concert, touching on all the different musical eras, different styles within those eras, and the passage of time from the beginning to the end.
What are some of the challenges musically for the young musicians in this program?
Well, the first challenge, like we talked about, is the fact that every year, to a greater or lesser extent, it's going to feel like a new orchestra because there's always going to be some degree of turnover. And when there is turnover, we have to learn how to play together. And every orchestra has its own culture to some extent. Just because you can play well with this group of people doesn't mean that that approach is necessarily going to work well with another group of people. So we all have to sort of find each other and come together as a collective over the course of the rehearsals. There's also a lot of repertoire in this program. Actually, there's probably more repertoire in this program than there are in the other programs this year. However, as we mentioned, we had Camp Weekend, which offered an extra set of several rehearsals that we could use in order to properly prepare for this concert. But the musicians, the young musicians, are all giving such incredible energy and dedication. I'm so proud to see it, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how their work pays off at the concert.
As are we. Thank you so much, Trevor, for joining us. And I have to say, just as having watched the 50th anniversary concert in the spring, seeing all those young musicians and the energy, the excitement, you can feel their sense of accomplishment. It is a completely different vibe than watching professionals who are obviously, I'm not going to slag professionals, I'm being one myself, but there is something really exciting about watching those young people.
Absolutely. And that's one of the most gratifying parts of working with young people, is to see the progression from the beginning of the rehearsals to the concert, seeing them grow throughout that process, grow throughout the season, but also see the imagination and wonderment with discovering all these new things for the first time and the energy they bring to every performance.
Well, thanks, Trevor, and for this concert and for the rest of the season. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much.
That was TSO RBC resident conductor Trevor Wilson. You can watch him and hear all the gifted young musicians in his charge on November 24th at 3 p.m. at the George Weston Recital Hall in the program High Spirits. For more information, go to tso.ca. Let's hear one of the big orchestral works on that program. This is Brahms's Academic Festival Overture.